It's amazing. The lengths to which those who love Hussein, the son of Ali, go in showing their love for him. Some narrate his tragedy, how he, his family and his companions met their violent deaths at the hands of the army of Yazid, the son of Muawiyah. How a bunch of criminals who call themselves Muslims, loyal to a man whom they claimed to be the successor of the Holy Prophet, conspired to slaughter the only living grandson of Muhammad. Others recite poetry, recalling the tragic events of that fateful day of Ashura, a day where even six-month-old children gave their lives, and the women of the holy household of the Prophet were taken as prisoners. The lovers of Hussein cannot help but be lovers of Hussein. From the second they chose to believe in Allah and His Messenger, they fell in love with Hussein. For the Holy Prophet has said, "There exists in the heart of every believer a fire that burns for the martyrdom of Hussein, that will never ever cool." In fact, every free man and woman is a follower of Hussein, for it was he who taught them to fight for justice, to never give up, to never stop sacrificing. He taught them to be free. In homage to Hussein, Muslims from all over the world come to visit his shrine in Karbala. Many centuries have passed since his revolution sent shockwaves through the Islamic world, yet they still come. At the time of Arba'een, 40 days after the day of Ashura, on the 20th of the second Islamic month, Safar, they come in their millions. It is estimated that well over 15 million Zawar, or visitors, came in 2011 over the 10 days of Arba'een, and they came from all over the world.
من كينيا
نعم
ماليزيا كندا استراليا الهند
بريطانيا
بريطانيا افغانستان باكستان يعني كل هذا يمشي بالطريق هذا من ايران
كلهم يقدمون جوابهم لسؤال امام حسين عليه السلام
نعم
يقول
نعم
هل من الناس الذين
نعم يقولون لبيك يا حسين.
According to narrations from the Holy Prophet and his family, the Ahlul Bayt, there is great reward for visiting the grave of Imam Hussein, the third Imam of the Shia Muslims. There is an even greater reward for going on foot. Imam Ja'far bin Muhammad al-Sadiq has said, "Allah will register 1,000 good deeds and erase 1,000 bad deeds for every step taken by those who go to visit the grave of Hussein on foot." Along each route leading to Karbala, thousands walk for miles on end. Some begin their efforts from their homes from all parts of Iraq. Others travel from even further afield to Najaf and Baghdad, and begin walking from there. Over the years, the Zawar of Hussein have faced persecution and even death at the hands of tyrannical rulers. Saddam Hussein had banned this practice, fearing that it empowered the Shia and that it united the Muslims under the banner of Hussein against any oppressor they faced. Since the fall of Saddam's regime, more and more pilgrims each year are joining in. So what do they find along this holy road? Hundreds and hundreds of small groups from all corners of the globe, pitching tents and temporary structures dedicated to serve the Zawar. They are funded by well-wishers, devotees of Muhammad and his holy family. They provide food and drink to all, and for free. What really stands out is the eagerness, energy and enthusiasm to serve.
هلا بيكم زوار تغدوا. موفقين إن شاء الله، ماجورين، جزاكم الله خير، الله يتقبل زيارتكم، هنيئا لكم زيارة السجاد، حياكم الله على أبيكم، هنيئا لكم مصافحة الملائكة، أهلا وسهلا، أهلا ومرحبا، تغدوا زوارنا، تغدوا هداكم جاهز.
As well as serving meals, they also provide a place to stay for the night. It's quite basic, but does the job. A blanket and a roof. Two blankets if you're lucky. Clinics that offer first aid to the Zawar. After a full day's walking, a well-deserved massage. The atmosphere is one of brotherhood and selflessness. Everyone is welcome here. Everyone is equal, treated with honor and respect. After all, you are a guest of Hussein. You see young children accompanying their parents, as well as elderly pilgrims. Even some of the most senior scholars of the Muslim world take part. The Zawar feel honored and privileged to be here. They wish that those who aren't can see it for themselves one day.
نزور أمير المؤمنين ونسير على الأقدام إلى الإمام الحسين سلام الله.
كل سنة تجون هذه الزيارة؟
كل سنة.
كل سنة.
كل سنة.
شو تقولون الذين أول مرة يجون هذه الزيارة؟
أقولهم إن شاء الله تجون هاي السنة وإن شاء الله كل سنة. لكم إن شاء الله زيارة مقبولة. نحن كل سنة نزور عن شيعة أمير المؤمنين في مشارق الأرض
ومغاربها. ادعوا لنا أي والله.
حتى من لم يستطع الحضور إلى زيارتي.
شكرا جزيلا.
زيارة مقبولة إن شاء الله من الفقيه.
الفقيه
إن شاء الله يسجلكم الإمام في سجل زواري.
إن شاء الله تعالى.
إن شاء الله.
We don't see these things. Inshallah, I can see our youngsters are very good. Their iman is very strong, alhamdulillah. But they need to see this as well. Inshallah.
Hundreds and thousands may have perished in terrorist attacks over recent years. But millions more keep coming. This is a price you may have to pay for being a follower of Hussein. But it doesn't seem to deter the faithful.
اس کے باوجود کہ راستے میں آپ نے سنا ہوگا کہ دو تین جگہ دھماکے بھی ہوئے ہیں، اس کے باوجود یہ لوگ ڈرنے والے بھی نہیں ہیں. اس کی وجہ یہ ہے کہ امام حسین کے جسم میں ایک دل تھا جو خدا کو دے دیا، خدا نے کروڑوں دل حسین کو دے دیا. آج کروڑوں دل بلا جھجک بلا خوف یہاں پر آ رہے ہیں، کسی خوف کے باوجود، اس کے کہ ان کے عزیز شہید کر دیے جا رہے ہیں، مارے جا رہے ہیں، اس کے باوجود پھر بھی وہ اپنے آپ کو قربان کرنے کے لیے، اپنے بچوں کو، سب کو، عزیزوں کو دینے کے لیے تیار ہیں، صرف کس کی خاطر؟ حسین کی خاطر.
The atmosphere builds as you approach the outskirts of Karbala. It is the night of Arba'een, and you can feel the sense of anticipation in the air. Each corner you turn, you think the shrine will be in front of you. Then suddenly, something appears in the distance, as if it were a golden mirage. The shrine of Abbas, son of Ali and brother of Hussein. You have reached the city of martyrs, the sacred land purified by the blood of Muhammad's children. When you travel to Karbala, you can't think of anything other than reaching it. And when you leave, you miss it like it was your home. And as for the road of the free, it is yours to tread.